kick up some dirt and mud with Dave Stahl and San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Don't miss San Diego Coalition Radio, noon to 1 p.m. right here on The Answer San Diego.
Ah, September. Tourist season is over, school and colleges are back in session, and our weather is absolutely spectacular. Attorney King Amanpour hopes you had a terrific summer and reminds you that if you or a family member are ever involved in a car or motorcycle accident, remember his number. It's easy. 619-333-3333. That's 619-333-3333. Attorney King, voted San Diego's best personal injury attorney 4 years running by the Union Tribune. Be safe, San Diego, and God bless.
The Andrea Kaye Show.
This is a classic case of the Democrats projecting what their game is. They're always guilty of what they accuse the Republican Party of being.
The Andrea Kaye Show, weeknights at 6 on The Answer San Diego. KCBQ San Diego, K241CT, Oceanside, FM 96.1 North County, and AM 1170 San Diego. The Answer.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump at a rally last night in Michigan, stumping on behalf of several GOP candidates, and he criticized the legal investigations against him, saying the effect is actually producing sympathy and support for his Make America Great Again movement.
I am their number one target, but I am proud to be fighting for you, and I'm going to be fighting for you for a long time.
An estimated 200 people have been killed at an Indonesian soccer match. That after police fired tear gas to stop a number of fights. Search and rescue efforts continuing in Florida. Dozens are dead there. In the wake of Hurricane Ian's devastation, Town Hall News and our companion network, SRN News, partnering with Christian nonprofit relief agency Food for the Poor to send emergency supplies to victims in Florida and the Carolinas. More information available at the website srnnews.com. Also at townhall.com, Brian Westbury, chief economist for First Trust, says for too long the Fed has set interest rates too low, and that's why the cost of what we buy today is going up.
We're looking at rent, Medicare. We're looking at all the core stuff we buy. It's up 6%. And normally, the 10-year Treasury is around the rate of inflation. So if the marketplace was the thing that set interest rates, not the Fed, we'd have a lot higher interest rates today.
And speaking with Salem Radio Network, Westbury says eventually we will see higher rates. And British Prime Minister Liz Truss admits she could have done a better job laying the ground for her package of unfunded tax cuts. More on these stories at Town.
Brian Bowersock here, the Auto Man on Fox 5 News and the CW. I'm also the host of Auto Talk Radio. Please join my co-host Kevin and myself every Saturday morning live here on The Answer San Diego. Kevin and myself have over 30 years experience as automotive master technicians, and we would love to answer all of your automotive related questions. Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group with 4 locations here in San Diego to service and repair your vehicle. Please log on to westautomotivegroup.com. That's westautomotivegroup.com.
Auto Talk Radio, Saturday mornings at 7 on The Answer San Diego.
The following is an editorial from Salem Media Group, the owner of this radio station.
Hi, this is Steve Brodsky, general manager here at The Answer San Diego. Many of us were pleased about the recent Supreme Court ruling putting abortion laws back in the hands of the states, and for good reason. Many states had laws ready to be activated to protect life based upon that Supreme Court ruling. But other states, like California, have moved to remove any restrictions to abortion. Proposition 1 on the November ballot would permit late-term abortion for any reason. A significant majority of California voters oppose late-term abortions, and a full 70% believe human life begins at viability or conception. It is a rare occasion when you and I have the opportunity to protect life on a statewide basis in California. But that is what your no vote on Proposition 1 could do. It would continue to prohibit abortion after viability, 24 weeks of pregnancy, and late-term abortions would be permitted only to protect the life and health of the mother. We encourage you to register to vote, and between now and November 8th, vote no on Proposition 1.
Hi, I'm Pastor Craig Berkson, and I'd like to invite you as your host to Scarlet on Stone Radio, where we teach through the Bible, verse by verse, with the basic purpose of having the Word of God draw each of us closer and deeper in our relationship with Jesus. In addition, we also engage in discussing the times we're living in and the history behind us.
Scarlet on Stone, 3 p.m. Saturdays, thanks to Chase Pacific Property Management and Real Estate Services, 2021 winner of the Better Business Bureau's Torch Award for Ethics.
This is Molly Hemingway. In 2020, millions of Americans experienced the most troubling election of their lives, which is why I wrote the book Rigged: How Big Tech, the Media, and Democrats Seized Our Elections. I write about Mark Zuckerberg's efforts to take over election operations in key states, and Mark Elias, the same shadowy lawyer behind the Russia collusion hoax who reshaped elections across the country to benefit Democrats. And I examine how the coronavirus was used to force election laws designed explicitly to help their party. Remember, the same media and political establishments that orchestrated the 2020 election had tried to delegitimize Trump's 2016 victory. My book, Rigged: How the Media, Big Tech, and the Democrats Seized Our Elections, exposes the truth behind the players responsible for the 2020 power grab that destroyed the credibility of our political institutions and the press.
Don't miss Molly Hemingway's book, Rigged: How the Media, Big Tech, and the Democrats Seized Our Elections. Now in paperback wherever books are sold.
The Answer San Diego. Streaming now on TuneIn.com and Odyssey.com.
Portions of today's show may be pre-recorded.
This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome back. Well, actually, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment's brought to you by Alpha Site Logistics, serving the Imperial Valley for over 20 years. They offer portable toilets, hand wash stations, hand wash trailers, and shade trailers. And if you're going out to the desert and you need any type of support, they are the ones to call. 760-352-8383. They work very close to the BLM and the Rangers, and you'll never have a problem if you deal with Alpha Site Logistics. 760-352-8383. Audrey Mason at Stovin's in the house. Audrey's broke. Ed's doing just fine.
Yeah, usually it's the opposite.
I know.
Yeah, usually
I'm the
motorcycle
just guy.
That's true. That's true. So we're going to sit here and talk a little bit about the off-road industry. We've got what events going on today?
The Off-Road Expo at the Pomona Fairplex is going on today. There's over 150 different manufacturers there showing off, displaying new items.
And it's going to be there till
specialty
six,
items.
So you can jump in the
Falcon
car.
Falcon Tire just did a release yesterday. They debuted a new tire and new tread line at Falcon Tire yesterday. OMG, I'm in love.
I
need new tires. Wayne, I'm sorry. Toyo tires out and Nitto tires out. And let me tell you, I'm sorry, BFG. I think Falcon is my new go-to.
Go-to tire.
OMG. I love the new one that they just debuted yesterday.
Hopefully they have a grant program because that's what I love about BFG.
Yeah.
They've given us a couple bucks.
Falcon's big enough. I think they will have a grant program.
They can maybe handle helping
us
with a cleanup.
Well, plus, too, if they want to get into the off-road market, they will have a grant program.
Yeah.
So Audrey, what did you like about that tire?
The tread layout, how it is, how the tread comes down the side of it. So when you air down, you'll have better sand, better mud, the dimensions of it. Yeah.
So the sidewall has a little bit of tread.
The sidewall has tread.
Quite a bit of tread, actually.
Yeah, it's quite a bit of tread. And then
more so than the competition, I think.
Yeah, they also have it so that it can be a tow vehicle as well as tow tire. It's an all-around tire for them. So they have the capacity on the inner part of it. It makes it so that you get better tow mileage on a tow vehicle if you need...
And that's F-A-L-K-E-N, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, F-A-L-K-E-N.
Go to the website, take a peek. Hey, speaking of air downs, did you guys get a chance to play with that HP?
You gave it to me on Sunday. I went straight to the car show, and I have been down since the car show.
I thought your husband would have dragged that thing.
He won't do it without me because I begged him not to. He's so excited he wants to. So I told him tomorrow he can take it and get air in the air tank. We'll take it to the hydro store, get air in the air tank, and then
you have to learn to play with it. Or if you know what?
Yeah, for October 29th.
If you want, let him learn everything there is to know about it. Don't take it off road, but just
No. Yeah, we're gonna just do it in the driveway.
It's gonna be a giveaway.
It's a raffle prize for the Lost Lizard. It's HPA Systems. Right. It's an air tank auto inflator and deflator, which you can just set it to 17 pounds. It'll auto inflate down to 17 pounds or 12 pounds, depending on where I am and what I'm doing.
And then
it'll auto inflate back up with the air tank up to 35 pounds. Right. HPA Systems. It's super cool.
And I didn't know it was gonna come with that airbag jacking system.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Where
so
that
that's
has
a
controls.
Separate...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it hooks up to your air tank and you just up or down.
Okay. So I saw one of those out in the sand dunes last year. Yeah. And I had a guy that had he had a full size truck, his tow rig that was also built to the tilt, hence those Vulcan tires, to go out to the sand dunes. They were out at Olds. Well, he went up on a soft hill and kind of dug himself down in and actually took it down to the axles and got stuck. Well, they put one of those airbags, they dug out just a little bit and they put one of those airbag jacks underneath it. I don't know if it was the same system or not, but that's where I first saw the airbag jack. It instantaneously took that truck up out of the sand, and then he was able to get himself out of it.
I thought, how
freaking cool is that?
So that's going to be a two-piece giveaway because you'll need an air supply for the jack.
Yeah.
So I just figured since HPS made the whole package, you should just auction it off or rally it off as a package.
As a package, yeah. HPA Systems. Yeah, I'm super excited about that.
The guy's name so you could actually call him and talk with him and explain.
You sent me the email.
Okay, well, if you get a chance, just give him a ring and just say, Dave gave me the system and we absolutely love it.
Yes.
And we're going to try not to use it because we're going to make it a raffle prize.
But I'm going to show it on air.
But I do want to talk to you about it and give me some ins and outs and some bullet points. And
yeah, I'll definitely do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and that's at the Lost Lizard Fun Run, by the way, folks.
It'll be Saturday, November 5th at Superstition for our raffle. So I'm super excited about that.
Yeah, that'll be good. You got to get your shoulder fixed up by then.
Well, Senator Jones hopefully will be coming out with us. He just did some upgrades to his Jeep. And so I invited him out to, the Smuggler's Gulch cleanup, if he wants, on October 15th, to the Lost Lizard, and three, December 3rd, Ocotillo Wells. I said, depending on, I know that you're probably going to be busy up until the elections, and so I don't know if he can make
electioneering.
Yeah, because the election is the weekend before the law.
So he'll be out celebrating, or he'll be bummed.
Yeah. So or the Lost Lizard is the weekend before,
because
that Tuesday after would be election day. So I don't think he'll be able to come to Lost. Is it? Is it the Tuesday before? I thought.
Well,
I don't know. I have to look at a calendar.
Election day, there's not a whole lot he's going to be able to do about anything anyway.
No.
Election day, I think, is the first.
I'm having really bad pain right now. Cramping and pain. I'm sorry if it sounds weird on air.
Throw up.
I know I might. But Senator Jones, we wanted to talk about SB 894. Senate Bill 894 was Senator Jones's bill out of San Diego. It's for the competition red sticker bill. Passed out of legislation. Actually made it through everything, and it's up in the governor's office for the governor to sign. And we got a sad notification. So Ed, take it.
Okay, so this is the bill that is going to deal with what were formerly red sticker motorcycles. The Air Resources people will no longer allow them to be registered and used on public land in California. So this bill will allow those vehicles to get pink slips. And it went through the entire legislature, went to the governor's desk, And by the way, at the very last second, it had an amendment that pushed the date which it becomes active from 2023 to 2027. They pushed it back 5 years.
Really?
That was the DMV asked for that, saying that it would take them that long.
Oh, because they're so unorganized they couldn't.
Yeah, because they can't. I mean, it makes me crazy.
They can't handle it.
They not only said it's going to take 5 years, they said it's going to take $10 million.
Isn't it just another vehicle?
This is something that two sharp people could spend about 2 weeks working on and solve.
Yes.
Completely solve the problem.
Well, what drives me up the wall is, so you're saying you have to completely redesign a system. Why do you have to completely redign a system? Red stickers weren't a part of the system already? Why do they have to?
Weren't they there before?
Why do they have to completely redesign a system and cost $10 million for the DMV to redesign the system and add the red
because
sticker?
Because they don't want to do it.
It's an excuse. They don't want to do it.
So the bill, it went to the governor. And it sat on his desk for quite a while.
Okay, so let's go to break and save the people. Let them sit on the edge of their chairs for a couple of minutes. And we'll come back.
Okay.
Because
we'll talk about it. Because I got some stuff here.
Yeah, well, if it's not good
news.
And
we'll see if Brian Henry interrupts this.
Well, yeah.
We've got Brian Henry with the American Sand Association calling in.
Oh, he is on the line. Okay, so go ahead.
Okay, so we'll cover this after Brian's done. He's going to be here for a second.
All right, well, let's take a quick break. And who's calling in?
Brian Henry, he's the president of the American Sand Association.
All right.
One of our partners.
Let's do that right here on SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment's brought to you by Wayne Miller Tire. Boy, I tell you, if you got any kind of tire issues, Wayne Miller is the man. Everything from a little trailer tire all the way up to a semi. And guess what? He's picked up alignments, brake jobs, socks, suspension, tranny services, radiator services, oil changes, and a whole lot more. So if you're in need of a good, honest repair shop that supports the desert, an off-road community, 619-596-2800. All right, who we got on the line?
Brian Henry.
Hey, Brian, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How you guys doing?
Living the dream. How about you?
I actually got a chance to get out and get some riding in this morning just south of my house. So,
Where is your house?
Get out for a change.
Well, it's about, is the weather good?
Yeah, weather is amazing. I live in Boulder City, Nevada, so I have miles and miles and miles of power line roads just to the south of me. So,
hey, Brian, do you go is it called Nelson Hills where you're going?
Yep, yeah. That's back to where I was.
I've ridden all over that place.
Yeah, it's amazing up there. So,
have you climbed down into that mine? That mine, you climb down a little bit, and then there's three different tubes that go out?
Yep.
I want to buy that and turn it into a hotel.
It is a cool little town. I was out more in the outskirts of it, but
that sounds
a great place to head out.
That sounds like Radiator Springs from the movie Cars, if you're going to go live in a hole in the side of a mountain.
Yeah, you
it's
can
even
see the
smaller than that.
You can see the Colorado River from places over there. Cool. By the way,
yes. All right. So you're calling in for
American Sand Association. Audrey hit me up and said we just sent out an update on some stuff that we're working on and wanted to share it with your listeners.
Well, since we're the only off-road show that I'm aware of in Southern Cal, we're happy to have you on board with us. We are the outlet, and all our shows go on SNS off-road magazines, every podcast, you name it, we're out there. So we're happy to have you on board because I've been bugging Audrey, has been bugging Audrey if we ever ran into you that we'd like to have you on. So tell us some news that's positive and upbeat.
So the big thing that we're working on right now that we made the announcement at the recent Sand Show is we put together a package to try to reopen some of the critical habitat area out in the Imperial Sand Dunes, specifically the southern end, Patton Valley, just south of that, some of the area behind Test Hill. Our goal in the long run is to take a look at the management taking place out there make sure that we have these corridors for both safety and compliance, because we know if we have issues with compliance out there, we could potentially lose some more land. And we want to try to avert that as much as possible and take a look at what makes sense for us, what makes sense for BLM, even what some of the environmental groups might be willing to rubber stamp, as it were, and push forward. So that's the big one we're working on right now. We were hoping to have a meeting with BLM and even with the Center for Biological Diversity at the Sand Show. Unfortunately, everybody wasn't available for that, so we've got a few other things we're working on for that, and just keep pushing forward, and hopefully we'll wind up with those corridors and restore some of the access that we've had in the past.
Hey, when they were working on the management plan, I remember writing comments, I think this was 2006, saying we really need access to Patton Valley from the west side, from Sand Highway.
Yep.
And I talked to Neil and people in the BLM, and they said, "Man, it's in the hands of Fish and Wildlife, the federal people." So,
yep.
Is ASA working with that agency?
The plan is yes to reach out to them. We're going through the channels with BLM. Obviously, they've got new management going into place, and right now there is not a field office manager for the El Centro field office. So that makes it a little tricky. They're still looking for their leadership there. So the new California Desert District Manager, who we've met with, is taking on some of those duties as well at the moment. So it's a process, as you well know, Ed, dealing with anything with the government, trying to get them to move just takes a lot of time and a lot of effort.
I think someone from the CBD is on the Dunes subgroup now. Is it Eileen Ilston? So we'll have actual contact with somebody. Maybe we can work with them. We can try to figure out some way of cooperating with them.
Which my understanding is the scientific data shows that our use and us traveling through, the Pearson's milk veg helps to spread the pollination of it, and the plant actually thrives better.
Seems like it does well
where we go. And does good. So, it was really just...
There's definitely some evidence for that. Obviously, we had Dr. Art Phillips, who did all the initial studies for us. He consulted with us. We went out about 3 years ago and actually surveyed all this, but between COVID and some of the other things that we were dealing with, it's taken us a long time just to get to this point. But we feel like we've managed to get to the right point at the right time in putting this together. But yeah, one of the highest concentrations of PMV was right by where the Patton Valley Access Corridor was prior to the adoption of the ramp and the implementation of the closures as we have them right now. There is some anecdotal evidence that suggests that. And then, of course, with Dr. Phillips' studies, it seems like the seed bank out there is robust and viable. So that's why we see the plants when the climate supports them sprouting and germinating, and maybe not so much when we don't have a really wet year. I'm interested to see what happens this fall, or where we're at, since we had such a strong monsoon season this year, too. I imagine there was quite a bit of germination taking place, and hopefully plants matured enough to allow them to drop seeds, which is really what it's all about in the end.
So they do plant counts every year, and I don't know if you're aware of this, that there's a threshold of rain, like winter rain. Yep. If they get enough winter rain, they do a much bigger plant count. And we've been waiting for years and years to cross that threshold. And I think...
Yeah, we haven't yet.
When we get that much rain, we'll have a really big crop. Is that how you say it? A big bloom of Pearson's milk veg.
Yep.
And if we really get the numbers that we expect, that would give us the evidence to do a delisting lawsuit.
Yeah.
And I think our organization would come in with you.
Yep. It's definitely something we're keeping an eye on. It does make sense.
It's just we got to wait for that really wet winter. What do they call that? Exactly. An El Nino winter?
It's usually the El Nino that does it. So we had one actually in the middle of our study period when we were looking at these. And I do remember that we just had that massive germination event. It wasn't just PMB. It was everything out there. It was like a green carpet especially in the washes and whatnot.
Oh, you know, I remember.
It was 2019. It poured. 2019 was when the washes flooded. There was rivers through. Like, there was literally ponds in dunes and witches'
eyes. Bring your
kayak
out there.
Yeah, it was crazy in 2019. And 2020, we had, like, a super bloom.
We had a wet we had a wet winter years back, and we did a...
05 or so, yeah.
We did a delisting lawsuit, and the plant counts, they didn't. Somebody didn't like the way the counting took place, and they threw that out. It was some stupid technicality. Hey, so, Brian, tell me about the... So you gave away a raffle prize, and you introduced another one? Is that right?
Yeah, actually, we did. Yeah, we actually gave away two at the Sand Show. Of course, Polaris has been a huge supporter of the ASA for a long time. So we had another racer that we gave away. It was a turbo four-seater, won by a young lady from Lake Havasu City, Arizona, but originally from Redlands.
Nice.
So we seem to have this trend. We always seem to give it away to somebody from Arizona, but we do sell a lot of tickets there.
So was there anything special about it, or was it a stock?
It was all fixed up by our friends at Pro Armor and All Terrain Concepts. So they fixed it up and added the cage and the seats and the seat belts and lights and all kinds of cool stuff, so that it's a lot of the stuff that people would do to their cars right away anyway. I was already done for our winner on this one. And then our other prize was Genesis Supreme, the toy hauler manufacturer. They stepped up and provided the very first fifth wheel version of their overnighter trailer. It was this amazing trailer they did, and same thing, that one actually went to a winner in California, so we'll be delivering that here shortly.
So were the raffle tickets in the same bucket, or could...
No, there was actually it was two different raffles this time around, because we actually started the trailer one after we had started the one for the Razor. And so it wound up being two, but we do the same thing. We started doing this last year. We did 1,000 tickets at $100 a ticket, and all that money turns around and goes right back into supporting us and hiring the scientists and the lawyers and everybody else we need to keep fighting to keep the dunes open.
So do you have a current prize now?
We haven't introduced it yet. I'm looking forward to unveiling it. We'll probably unveil it at the Off-Road Expo in Phoenix in December is what I'm hoping for. Just like everybody else, we've been bitten a little bit by supply chain issues, and we had a little bit of change in management, so we're just getting everybody back to speed to where we get back into the cycle. And but we've got a really cool build, and we're going to do something a little different this year, so I'm looking forward to introducing that when it's ready to go.
Well, I tell you what, I don't know if Audrey and Ed told you, but I do local television here in San Diego.
Yeah.
And once you get the new giveaway, and if you want to come to San Diego with it a couple of weeks prior to the show and put it on television, you'll have to go buy extra tickets.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Hey, am I right, Audrey, or what?
Yeah.
Yeah, that TV show has a big impact. A lot of people see that show. KUSI.
We get 1,000 tickets to make sure everybody's got a really good chance. We figure that's better chances than Vegas, and certainly better than the lottery.
Yeah, I love how they limit it to 1,000 tickets total.
Yeah, yeah. And you guys always sell out. That's really cool.
Yeah, we definitely try to. So we just changed that up for the first time last year, and it went really well. So it definitely helps, and we're going to keep going with that program until something changes. We need to change it again. So.
Hey, Brian. We got to take a break. I would love to have you come back for the next 15 and talk about the retirement of your vice president and your new vice president announcement, as well as potentially the railroad crossing.
Sure.
Okay, sounds great. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Welcome back. You're listening to SDORG Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, you needed a mortgage guy? Well, we've got one for you. Chris Wiley. Chris Wiley's been doing mortgage longer than I care to admit.
And if you're looking for a reverse mortgage, maybe you're looking to refinance, or maybe you're in the military and you want to find out about how to buy a house with the GI Bill, he is the man. 619-722-1303. All you have to do, just give him a call, and he'll set an appointment up, and you'll be able to work with him or his team, and they'll get you the honest results, and you will be thrilled to death with him. Make sure you tell him you heard it right here on FM 96.1. Also, San Diego Off-Road Magazine, SSORM, been around since the 80s. If you're into off-road, you need to be into SSORM.com. You can get it online. Keep you up to date on what's going on in the desert, the mountains. Steve and her husband just do a phenomenal job. One-stop shop. You can buy stuff. You can post your items for sale. And they've got great stories. I think it's like over 100 pages online, where it wasn't that much when it was a magazine. So check them out, SSORM.com. That's San Diego Off-Road Magazine. And our guest today is
Brian Henry with the American Sand Association.
Okay, so we hung him over for another segment. What do you guys want to talk about?
Well, Audrey was saying, had mentioned before the break, we've got a little change in leadership at the ASA. Longtime vice president and board member Lloyd Meisner has decided to move on to other endeavors.
Mm-hmm.
So as part of the next generation of leadership coming up, Casey Cordero actually is our new vice president. And if that name sounds familiar, you might have been a reader of, say, Sand Sports magazine back in the day when he used to be a contributor to that.
Oh, very good. So you're pretty excited about that, I could tell.
Yeah, Casey's amazing. He's brings a strong social media background in. He actually works with Yamaha for a lot of their PR events. So he's highly tied in as both an enthusiast as well as somebody within the industry. So really helps to have somebody like that as part of our leadership team and part of the future of the ASA.
So important. So important.
Maybe you can get a Yamaha raffle prize in the future.
Especially bringing young blood in.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Is he young?
About my
yes,
age.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Well, that's even better because there's longevity there.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yep.
That's fantastic. So if people wanted to find out more about your group, what's the best way to find out?
So there's a couple different places. Obviously, we have our website, www.americansandassociation.org, O-R-G. Or we're pretty active on Facebook. We have both a group and a page there where we post a lot of our updates and a lot of what we're working on. We also have a lot of discussions there. We're getting a lot of questions lately. One of the big ones is about the non-resident OHV sticker for everybody coming over to the dunes from Arizona, because that changed last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we get a lot of discussion about that. But myself and some of the other board members are very active there, and if you have a question, feel free to post it up, and one of us will usually come along and answer it pretty shortly.
Right.
And where can you get the non-resident sticker?
So the non-resident sticker is available at a couple places. If you look, go online and look for the Cal Parks website, State Parks under the OHV Commission, they have a whole list of vendors who sell those. The one in the dunes that I saw was actually Dooner's Diner, which is supposed to reopen this year.
Yes, October 15th. I'm very excited. Dooner's Diner is reopening. I'm going to go have my breakfast bowl and a Bloody Mary.
She's already hungry.
Yeah.
I'll join you. Ride my three-wheeler over.
We were debating going to Camp Razor because Pennywise is playing, but I've got it's Saturday the 29th, so I'd be at KUSI in the morning and then leave at like 9, head out to Glamis, take 3 hours to get there, go out for the night, and then come back the next day.
Right.
You know, I'm definitely going to be down for Camp Razor as well, too. So if anybody's out there and has any questions, just look for our booth within the vendor area. And I got the same thing. I got to turn around and come right back Sunday morning because we have another event back here in Vegas Saturday night, or rather Sunday night that we'll be attending.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Well, hey, you know what? And that's why we appreciate guys like you and girls like Audrey and Ed, because if it wasn't for you folks and your organizations, you know, the deserts would be closed, the mountains would be closed, everything would be closed.
Yeah. Speaking of closures, That was a great lead-in to go towards the railroad and what Brian and ASA has been working on for several years now, putting the pressure on and moving forward.
Are we getting closer to be able to go underneath or over the top or around the corner?
Kind of, I'll say. Basically, what it boils down to is, as we found out, it's actually the Public Utilities Commission in California that regulates railroad crossings. So we went and filed a complaint with CPUC about the lack of crossings after Union Pacific took out all of them there at the dunes. And they actually went through and assigned a panel of judges, and we sat down, essentially went through what would be considered similar to arbitration in like a civil lawsuit. And we all agreed that it needs to happen. The challenge right now is any crossing that is put into place has to be managed by a public agency. So whether that's, you know, Caltrans or BLM or Imperial County or even state parks, one of those types of agencies step up and take responsibility for it. Getting them to do that right now is the roadblock.
I suspect nobody wants to own that for fear of liability.
Correct. Yeah,
that's a tough one. Well, if you get you get to a point where you need help, I'll be happy to help you with a good letter.
That'd be very helpful.
I think it should be like co-owned. I think that it should have a split ownership between the Bureau of Land Management and the Union Pacific, because it's the Union Pacific's land, right? Because they own the railroad and they own that land. And then it's surrounded by Bureau of Land Management, and we're trying to get access to public lands. So to me, I kind of feel like it should be, you know, a 50-50 ownership of
it. The Union Pacific doesn't want it.
The Union Pacific doesn't.
They just won't do it.
Yeah, they just won't do it.
That's difficult.
So then it's down to the Bureau of Land Management, and it's them providing access to public lands and making sure that the public has access to that land.
Who's the congressman out there? Is that Vargas?
Vargas, Juan Vargas.
Yep.
Yeah, well, we should ask for help from his office. Maybe we could do some campaign fundraising for him. You know, that kind of thing. Sometimes
brought all the stakeholders in, because Polaris is obviously one since they bought the beach store.
Yes.
And Caltrans, because of the crossing of 78 and their jurisdiction over that. So there was definitely a lot of different entities that came into it. And, yeah, like I said, the roadblock right now is getting one of those agencies. And we've been reviewing this with our attorney, who's also part of the committee for this, and looking at what our next steps are, where we can apply some leverage and try to get this moving forward.
Well, sounds good. When you file that lawsuit, you just let us know, and SDORC, I'm sure, would go in with you on that one and be a part of it in any way that we possibly can, because it's absolutely ridiculous that we haven't had access for the last 12 years.
It is pretty crazy.
And
I used to go under that.
Well, you want to talk about unsafe. So... you can't ride over the track in any way at all if you're on an OHV. So on my quad, I have to get off of my quad and I have to push my quad over the train tracks at the 78 to get across and ride my quad down to Boardmanville to go hang out at Boardmanville and have a pizza, smoked pizza, and then go on an Opti helicopter ride, right? Because I want to go on my Opti helicopter ride out there, right? Or Black Rifle Coffee, one of the two helicopters is over there at Boardmanville. So I have to then, and those railroad tracks are not easy. The road is not there. Yep. It's not in line. You have to literally physically get your tire over the railroad track on each line of the track. And it is physically, you know, my quad weighs 500 pounds. So getting my quad up and over each one of those, I have to get out, get up on the front, lift the front of it up, get it up and over, yank it over the 2-3 feet to the next track, and then yank it over the next one. I mean, if a train was coming and you want to talk about liability issues,
or your body,
you know,
was not working right like it is now.
Yeah, or my body's not working right. Like, I've been on the floor all week this week because my back, my neck, my shoulder are out. This is it, you know, you want to talk about unsafe, and what would be safer? What is less liability?
I don't know.
It's everything government just seems like it takes twice as long as it should and costs twice as much. But we're hopeful that we'll get something in place. We thought it would be a little quicker originally, but of course, that's turned out not to be the case. But the other thing to keep in mind, too, there's two other factors going on there. You know, Boardmanville obviously is a great destination. You've also got the mine over there as well, too.
Yep.
But there's American Girl Mine. Of miles of tracks, trails over there. You yeah. could, you know, especially yeah. if you're there for a long time in the dunes, you want to do something different. Be great to hop in like your side by sides or whatever, and just head out to the river. Yeah. I mean, you can get all the way to the Colorado River out there, but
I've done it
because of that railroad, you can't right now.
Yeah,
all the way to we went to Picacho State Park on the river. That was was that Jim Ness's
run for the American Girl Mine.
Run,
for TDS.
That was a fun. I'm amazed at how many trails are over there and how interesting the terrain is.
Yeah.
It's not like a boring, flat place at all.
No.
There was a skinny canyon that we barely could get through.
Yeah, the Slot Canyon.
Yeah, there is. It's wonderful. And I saw wild horses running around.
Yep.
I mean, I didn't even know they were over there, and there's wild horses trotting along.
Yep, in the burrows.
Yeah, I come in that way, obviously, from Blythe when I head down to the dunes, so I get to see a little piece of it from 78, but there's so much more I've been wanting to get out to, and it's like it makes sense to be able to stage out of the dunes. Because I'm right there anyway.
Yep.
But by the same token, I can't cross the railroad tracks. And yeah, Audrey, you talked about your quad. My racer weighs about three times what yours does. So pushing that across the tracks really isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
I would have to load it up, drive over there, and then unload it and go again from there. So, which is what's keeping a lot of people from doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I don't know. To me, it's unrealistic. To me, it's more unsafe that we don't have a crossing than having a crossing. And to me, there's more liability.
People have been killed trying to cross when they do cross illegally.
A couple of the historical ones there, like Ruth and Ruth Haven and Clyde, they still show up on GPS mapping apps. So there are people, especially if they're not familiar with the dunes or not familiar with the fact that those crossings have been removed. They may come out for the day from like San Diego or whatever. They have a punch in their GPS looking for the crossing, can't find it out there. So that's another issue as well.
Yeah. And then how far does the vehicle's range go? Hopefully you put enough gas in and you can make it back.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. Even more. Well, Brian, thank you for everything that you do. One more time, it's AmericanSandAssociation.org. I really appreciate you calling in and giving us an update. I believe that American Sand Association has done a lot, especially, you know, being a founding member of Ecologic and the lawsuits that you have running, you know, correlating right now with the Friends of Oceana Dunes and Pismo Beach and keeping against the California Coastal Commission. Again, you've got the Pearson's Milk Veg, opening up Patton Valley and getting a corridor, safety corridor over there. And then we've got the dunes crossing that we're working on. So they're just like SDORC, $25 annual membership. I sign up, become a member, AmericanSandAssociation.org, show up to any of the events, support
the
raffle.
How much does it cost to join them?
$25.
There you go.
By the way,
you messed up.
And everybody who signs up gets a $25 credit to Rocky Mountain ATV, another one of our great partners that helps support it. So basically a lot.
Well, see, you should have never called in because guess what? You're done.
Yeah, you can go to Rocky Mountain and get
you
goggles.
You are going to be calling in more than you ever thought. But as long as you got cell service, we'd love to have you.
Yes, Brian, thank
Not
you.
Not a problem.
All right, and we will talk about TV here in San Diego, and we'll do whatever we can to help support you. All right?
Thanks, Brian.
We appreciate it. All of us fighting together to make sure we have places to go and ride and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Make all these amazing memories.
You got it, brother. So go hit the trails. We'll talk to you down the road.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, folks, this is FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Be out there soaking up the moonlight.
Welcome back. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, this segment is brought to you by K&J Termite and Pest Control. It's family-owned and operated for over 45 years. And if you have bugs in your neighborhood or in your house, let them come out, take a look, and they will give you an estimate on what it would take to eradicate them, maybe even put you on a program to where they'll have to come out once a month, depending on the infestation. Give them a call at 619-441-7378 and tell them you heard it right here on KCBQ. Well, another off-roader is heading to the Rebel Rally, and you're going to absolutely love this. Jill Clamato, she is a been a journalist for over 20 years, and you're going to love this story. Let's take a listen.
All right, guess what's right around the corner? The Rebel Rally. And have I got a driver for you? Probably one of the most accomplished automotive journalists out there. They can't be more than 5 foot tall. I call her the trunk girl because every time I see her on social media, she's in a trunk. And I think they must have designed that handle in there just for Jill. All kidding aside, Jill, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me on.
You have got to be so excited to run the Rebel because this is your first time, right?
It is, and I am. I've been planning this for probably about a year, and as soon as like last year's Rebel was over, I'm like, I've got to do this. This looks so cool. And so I partnered up with Kristen Shaw, and we are sponsored by Hyundai Motor America, and we are driving a really kitted out Hyundai Santa Cruz.
Fantastic. Now what class are you running in? Are you running in the stock class?
We are not running in the stock class. We are running in what they call the X-Cross class. And so that's just like your basic crossover that has all-wheel drive, but not, like it's not a 4x4.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So you got all-wheel drive. And for folks that maybe didn't know about this event, you cannot use any updated navigational systems. It's a map and a compass. And I think you get another piece of equipment, too. Now, how good are you at running all that stuff?
Fair to Midland, I'll be honest with you. And so, you know, my partner and I, like, we are both very good drivers.
Right.
You know, I've been an automotive journalist for 20 years, and I would say that I've gone through, you know, Land Rover driving school. I've, you know, driven Hummers off-road. It's like every you know, new off-road vehicle that comes out, they take you to some kind of an off-road park and you're doing off-roading and you have somebody in the street or in the seat next to you instructing you and giving you spotting. And so, you know, I feel pretty good about our driving. You know, plus we went through Rebel U two times and did some dune driving and some, you know, other more technical driving with Rebel, the founders of Rebel itself. So I feel pretty good about the driving part, but yeah, the navigation. So it's a map and a compass and a plotter, and that is about it. Like map tools, rulers. have to take care of everything. And I mean, I'm doing better. Like at first, you know, after the first training session, I went through and I was so overwhelmed. I literally didn't pick up a map again until the second training that we did because I was so freaked out.
Right.
And,
well, you know, Amy is diabolical. I just want you to know that. She is truly, I love her to death, but that is the most diabolical woman I've ever seen because she grins for every event. And when she first came out with this, I was so impressed, and we're talking about Ms. Miller, I was so impressed with this program, and it has gotten so much publicity. I mean, I think there's almost a waiting list to be able to do this. Now, are you going to do the driving, or are you going to swap out with your nav?
So we're going to swap. So Kristen and I, we haven't been able to decide who should do what. And I figure probably the first couple of days, we will probably go back and forth. But I have a feeling one of us will be better at one thing or the other. And after like maybe one or two days, we'll say, you know what, we should just not switch anymore.
Yeah.
Because having to switch your brain every day, I feel like that might be a little tough.
Well, only because I've been interviewing young ladies since this event started, I find the winning combination is one drive and one navigate. And you need to reach out to Emmy Hall. She's done it like six times in a row, and she could give you some really, really, really good insight. And the other thing that's cool, too, and I didn't know about this till 2 years ago, especially last year when my radio co-host did it, people could track you on the Rebel Rally app, which is so much fun. I mean, it's great being able to follow you. What's the number of your Hyundai?
We are team number 215, and our team name is the Brute Squad. So both Kristen and I, we love the Princess Bride, and we were kind of tossing about names. We couldn't find one, and then we were, you know, out one night looking at the stars during training, and people were quoting movies, and we quoted Andre the Giant and Billy Crystal when Andre the Giant goes and knocks on Billy Crystal's door, and Billy Crystal's like, "You are the Brute Squad." And I'm like, "We are the Brute Squad." So, as you mentioned in the beginning, I am 5 foot absolutely nothing. I'm very petite, right. And Kristen isn't much taller. So I figured that was very appropriate because we may be on the smaller side, but we are very mighty.
Yeah. Now, have you done any spare tire changing? Because we had two girl sisters. Their dad owns a Mercedes-Benz Land Rover dealership and a Honda or what have you. Well, he signed them up, said, "You girls are going." So, and, you know, when I first, you know, was interviewed them, their eyes were as big around as a spare tire on a Hyundai. I go, "Have you guys gone out and practiced changing a tire?" And they didn't. Well, that was their Achilles heel. So they went the next year, but they really learned how to do it. Now, the route does change. Where do you start this time? Is it Lake Tahoe or
we will start at Lake Tahoe area, and we don't know exactly where yet, but Incline Village, as they call it, is right. Just outside, you know, just right off the lake. And the prelude day is day zero, as they like to call it, where you go from Incline Village at a hotel. So we have like one night at a hotel before we head out and rough it. And we don't know where that is yet. So we just know it'll be somewhere near there-ish. And to answer your question, yes, I have practiced changing the tire on the Hyundai Santa Cruz. We have, I want to say they're like 70-pound tires. They're Falcon tires, and we've got Gear Off-Road wheels. And they are beautiful, but they weigh almost as much as I do. And so
I was just going to say, you can't be much over 70 pounds.
I'm at about 95, so I'm a little bit more than that. But, Kristen and I have to change it together. So we did practice, like, how to get the wheel off, how to get it off, because we have a bed rack, and so we have to get it off the bed rack and get it onto the ground, and then you have to get the one tire off and the other tire on. So we have practiced that. Hyundai has been, I have to say, Hyundai has been such a great partner for us. They have kitted out this truck, and they gave us a day with the engineer who has been working on the truck, and he literally walked us through pretty much everything, hopefully, we need to know, and that included changing the tire, how to work the jack, how to hook up the air compressor to the battery, you know, just stuff like that. Showed us where everything was, how to use a ratchet tool, and I like all these other tools that I have no idea what they are called, but I now know how to use them. At least I hope I do. And I hope I will never have to use them, frankly, but you never know. And but they've been so generous with their time, and the truck is amazing, and they have been absolutely phenomenal partners.
So when do you start? When's the first day?
So Kristen and I will be leaving for Reno. So we'll fly into Reno on Monday, but tech inspection is a week from today. So October 6th is the real tech inspection. We have a pre-tech day on the 5th of October, and welcome and newbie orientation kind of things that we'll be doing. And then you've got tech inspection on the morning of October 6th. Then you've got day zero where you, I like to call it, you get your pole position, because how you compete in that first preload going from Incline Village to the first base camp, how you do in that instance is where you basically have your start time decided.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do, because this is just the prelude. So you got a 10-minute interview now. Mm-hmm. When you girls get back, I will give you an hour to give back Monday and all the people that have helped you out with the air equipment and all of the parts and pieces. And don't cry because you're going to get a five-star Michelin chef that's going to cook for you every night. So don't be crying in your beer. And I'm going to let you go because I cannot wait. And the number of your car again was?
215.
All right. I'm going to follow you every inch of the way. And you have the best time ever. And but your co-driver, navigator, is going to have to be on when we talk when you get back.
Absolutely. And you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook if you search for Team Brute Squad.
All right. Jill, have the time of your life, and I cannot wait to hear back when you get back.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care.